Skip, you're going to love, and everybody's going to love, my guest for Inside Her Story today. It is Miss Nikki Woods. She is the senior producer of the Tom Joyner Morning Show, so we all here at the TJMS family know her really well. But today, she is going to be my guest for Inside Her Story because she is a published author, very successful. Her book, Easier Said Than Done, is about to be made into a movie. And at this time, she's working on several other books. Several may seem extreme. Maybe a few other books, Nikki.
Well, there's three in the works. One is mine, but I also work with other women to help them publish their story. So I have one coming out the beginning of July called Shift, and it's a collaboration of 20 authors, co-authors, and they all wrote a chapter. Dee Marshall is in it, and
love
others.
Her. Yes, from Girlfriend's Prey.
Yes, ma'am. And they all wrote a chapter about, as women, our challenges. But also how we overcome them and how other people can too. So it's kind of us talking to our younger selves and the things that we wish we had known.
I love
that. And so I'm really excited about it.
Okay, so Nikki, when I heard about this book, I did not know that you had this interest in writing fiction and that you had this amazing skill of writing, because you also write a lot of blogs and you give people a lot of advice on how to get in this game, how to become an author, how to write. When did you start doing this? Because you have a communications background. Well, writing is communicating, but how did you get into becoming a published author?
Well, you know what? I think that's it. I mean, I'm just a communicator at heart. That's just what I do. And so this is really just an extension of that. And for me, I'm a avid reader. I read constantly. And so I'm always creating these stories. And it's been since I was a little girl. And so I would write these up and I would send them, and my mom would be like, well, what happened next? And my sister would be, what happened next? So I've always been a writer. I don't think that published author was anything that I really ever thought about until I had this 350-page what happened next book. And so I really started looking into how to get it published and put it out there.
How did you know that you were any good? Because I think there might be a lot of people out there who maybe they have a book in them and they want to get out there, but they're like, how do I know my work is good?
Yeah, I think that we all, creative types, we all have that. And I think I still question that. Like, is this next book going to be better than the one? Am I growing as a writer? But that's why they have editors. So I said, everybody has a really great story to tell. And we all have, whether it's true or whether it's fiction, I mean, we all have really great stories to tell. So you just have to write it. You have to get it done. You have to get it on paper. I always say you can't publish a blank piece of paper. You can't edit a blank piece of paper. But that's why they have other professionals to help put it together and make it really, really pop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so editing is a really big part of that process.
Yeah, coming from journalism, it took me a while to learn this about the publishing world. And an editor in journalism, and you know this, is really just kind of about cleaning up and, you know, fixing misspelled words and things like that, putting a comma where there should or shouldn't be one. But with editors in the publishing world, they're really making your work a lot better.
Absolutely. There's
if that's needed.
And usually it is. I mean, I think any writer will tell you that. I mean, you know, we write the story, but because we're writing it, we're too inside, if that makes any sense. So editors, they look at content, they look at character development, they look at themes, whether or not they're all, you know, they're supported throughout the book, whether we stay in the same decade. Like, I have a real time issue. So, you know, things will be out of order sometimes.
Yeah.
And so editors really, they come in and they look at the overall picture. And then we also go through the line editing where they go, you know, piece by piece and clean up everything. But yeah, editors really, that's their job. They look from the outside in and they help us finish our baby.
That is good to know. I'm sure that's encouraging for a lot of people out there. How, Nikki, because you have two boys, you're a single mom.
Yes.
You are senior producer of the TJMS, which is a very involved responsibility.
Yes.
You wrangle myself and all the, you know, contributors to the show, as well as Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and the content every day. It's a big job. How do you find time to write?
Well, I think you have to make time. I mean, it's like with anything else. It's like you're a big fitness person. I mean, it's not fun. You don't get up every day and say, oh, I want to go to the gym.
No, I don't.
So it's something, if you really want to do it, you have to make the commitment. And I always say that you have to plan your writing. So I literally write it on my calendar.
Yeah.
How many words do I want to write? Usually I'm at 1,000 an hour. So I know it takes this amount of time to finish a book. And I schedule it. So either I get up an hour earlier, which is real, that's commitment.
Yes.
Knowing what time I get up anyway, or I stay up an hour later, but you just have to make the time.
Yeah, because you're like up at what, 3? Yeah. In the morning?
Yeah. So like I said, if I can do it, anybody can do it. But it really is not a wish. I mean, you have to put your butt in the seat and you have to do the work.
Yeah. And writer's block. How do you deal with that? Do you ever?
Yeah, absolutely. But you do something else. I mean, you know, writing is not a linear kind of thing. So you don't have to write from page 1 to page 2 to the end of the book. So there's some things that are easier for me to write. And when I'm in different moods, things are easier to write.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe fresh off of a J. Anthony Brown experience, I can write a really angry scene.
I understand that.
I know.
I can relate to that.
No, I'm just kidding. But you're in the mood for different things, and just knowing how you are as a writer, your personality. I write much better at destination location. So if I go to Jamaica for a week, you know, I get a lot done.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's hard work. But, you know, so I know that about myself. So knowing your writer's personality helps a lot, too. But at the end of the day, you just have to do it.
You have to figure out what works best for you and get it done. So how do you come up with story ideas?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think, you know,
like
for me,
original things, you know.
Well, I don't know if there is anything original. The only thing that I bring original is my point of view and my, you know, experience and my characters and the development. I mean, you want it to be unique, but really there are no unique ideas. They're just twists on a tried and true idea. You know, a lot of ideas, you know, work over and over and over again. You know, man gets girl, they fall in love, happily ever after. I mean, all of that works.
They hit a bump in the road, but then it all works out.
Yeah, but then
it
all works out, and he does something really heroic, and she ohs again, and yeah.
Well, see, so. I'm already engaged. So do you think anyone who wants to be a writer can be?
No, I absolutely do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really think that it's about the story more so than your writing skills. I think that it's definitely a skill that you have to work at. And if you don't feel your skills are up to par, maybe, I mean, there's tons of online classes. I mean, I do free trainings all the time about, you know, structuring of books, development of books, and just the writing process. But I think anybody can write a book with the right guidance.
That's encouraging. Yeah. So where can people find you if they want to, you know, learn from you? I know you're always putting things out on social media, but where can they find out more about the tips that you have and the work that you have coming up?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can find me anywhere on social media. And I always tell people it's better to tweet me than to call me.
Yeah.
So you can find me anywhere online. But then my blog that has all of the tips on writing and social media and how to make all that work together, it's NikkiWoodsMedia.com.
Okay. And it's NIKKI. woodsmedia.com.
Okay. Yes,
well, Nikki, thank you. This has been great, and I'm sure a lot of people are glad to hear you talk about this and give them encouragement that they can be a writer too.
Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Skip, back to you.